Welcome to another inspiring episode of What's Your Dream, the podcast where we dive into the heart of our guests' most cherished aspirations and the journeys that have shaped them. Today, we're thrilled to have the remarkable Laurel as our guest. Laurel is a beacon of positivity and wisdom. She brings with her a tapestry of memories and lessons learned from the most influential person in her life, her mother. Let's talk to Laurel and see how her spirituality has shaped her business. Hello, Laurel. How are you today?
I am wonderful. Just checking in from this awesome, amazing, beautiful Arizona sunshine. How are you?
I'm doing great, and it looks amazing where you're at. I know I was just there a couple weeks ago, and it was so awesome to be able to meet someone like you literally on the airplane. It's just so cool, the different kind of like-minded people you might run into.
I was thinking about this when I was reading the questions you prepared about how I was just sitting on a Southwest flight coming back from Georgia via Kansas City. And I looked over and I noticed you were reading a book that looked really interesting. So thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, and that book, Ask and It Is Given, is like literally one, it is probably my very, very favorite spiritual book. So it's funny that you noticed that.
Well, when you ask and you put your vibes out into the universe, it draws you to the people I believe that are like-minded.
Yep. Oh, absolutely. All right, you ready for this first question?
I am ready.
Okay. What is your biggest dream or aspiration?
So I'm going to answer that on more of a personal level than a business level. So my mom has dementia, and I'm an only child. And so I always think in terms of the long run, obviously, because it's a slow goodbye type of disease. So my mom, when she was in her right mind, used to always travel. And one thing that she was always known for, and what I loved about my mom, is she would fly to these third world countries and she would just leave her suitcase behind and come back with just like her passport and her ID and her credit cards. So one day, what I would love to do is charter a plane and fly into a third world country and go to like a Goodwill type of store or a dollar store and just load the entire plane and get off and just open up the door and allow all the people who have never had an opportunity to have lipstick or to have perfume or to have any of those kinds of things, just have the opportunity to have something like that. Sort of like, here you go, enjoy the moment. That is really, honestly, I would love to be able to do that someday. That's my dream.
That sounds amazing. Can I come with you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
If I
for
bring a
sure.
suitcase.
Well, yeah, you have to bring a suitcase full of stuff that you're willing to leave behind. Absolutely, for
Done.
sure.
I love it. That's awesome. I had chills literally like from head to toe while you were talking about your mom. So I think that's amazing.
Yeah, thank you so much. I'm an only child, so it's a hard, long goodbye. So anybody that's ever dealt with dementia, you'll probably be able to relate to that statement for sure.
Absolutely. Yeah, that is an amazing dream. I love it. So,
Thank you.
what makes you feel grateful and full of joy today?
In terms of this moment, well, my business here in Scottsdale, Wild Bunch Desert Guides, I have an adventure company. We are sold out today. So every single one of my guides that are available today are out in the field or they have completed a tour already. And every guest that I've spoken to post-tour has had a wonderful, amazing time today. So that brings me a lot of joy knowing that my staff is giving people adventures here in beautiful Scottsdale, Arizona today and giving them epic experiences and moments and pictures with saguaro cactus and just all the things that go along with just having an amazing time in our Sonoran Desert.
Very nice. Yes. Adventures of a lifetime. I love that. Arizona is just a different kind of place. It is just, there's just so much more feels and spirituality and just so much more open-mindedness. I love it.
Yeah, it's a magical place. If you've been to Sedona, which is, hands down one of the most epic, beautiful places in the United States. So Scottsdale's up there too. I mean, our Sonoran Desert is very magical, and there's a lot that people don't know about Arizona, and that's why I own a company like I do, so we can give them those experiences.
Amazing. All right. Question number three. What are your most significant lessons you've learned throughout your life, and how have they shaped you as a person?
Well, when I was growing up, this is going to reference my mom. My mom was always wonderful in that she would do things for other people. And I always talk about when I was about 8 years old, I remember we were at Kmart, and I don't know how old you are, but you might remember Kmart.
Remember
And
Kmart.
so we were standing in line, and the people in front of us, I think it was school supplies. I can't remember exactly, but they were having a hard time paying the cost. And I'll never forget my mom just very quietly and just not a big deal, just said, "You know what? I'll take care of this for them." And she was always the type of person that when we would pay a toll at a bridge, my mom would throw money in or tell the toll person, "Hey, I'll pay for the person behind me." So one of the biggest things I've learned in life is to pay it forward. Another part of that is pay it forward and don't tell anybody about it. So do one nice thing for someone every single day. Doesn't have to be material, doesn't have to be money driven, but hey, give somebody a hug if they need it, or give them a smile if they need it, or just pay it forward somehow. And I think as a business owner and a human, I think that's something that has stuck with me throughout my 47 years. I just aged myself of existence here in the world.
Yeah, I love that. And I think the secret, I always say the secret to living is giving. And I think that I would, you know, whenever I create plans and things like that, that's one of the first things that I try to put on my list. And I do the same thing. I don't tell anybody who I'm giving to, how much I'm giving, none of that, because that's not about that, right? I mean, it does make me and you and your mom, it makes you feel good, right? That's why we do it. And we obviously do it to help other people, but it really, really does come back. And I think too, the whole idea of like contributing to society is like, it doesn't have to be money. It can be your time. It can be your knowledge. Obviously it can be money, but there's so many different ways to give. It doesn't necessarily have to be money, especially if you don't have the money to give at that certain time.
Right. And I feel like it's a valuable lesson, and just paying it forward is just so valuable. Again, as you just said, the materialistic part of it is, you know, if you can do that, that's great. But my mom would always label things as anonymous. She would never give her name. It was always, you know, anonymous donation or anonymous this or that. And she was very, very involved with giving to a women's domestic shelter. And that was, you know, that's one of her big, big charities was doing that. And so still to this day, I like to give and work with the local women's, you know, one of the shelters here in Phoenix. There's many, but I like to give to that versus other places. So
absolutely. And it feels good to give, I mean, to places that you are really passionate about, you know, find the organizations that may have helped you in the past, or may have helped somebody, you know, or just some issue that's close to your heart. And it's going to feel even better to be giving to those types of things versus, you know, just some random organization or a random person, something like that.
Right. Yep, for sure.
Awesome. All right. So what inspires you and motivates you to keep going even when faced with challenges?
Oh, that's a real tough one, because being a business owner is tough. And there's a lot of amazing moments, and there's a lot of hard stuff behind the scenes that unfortunately my staff has to deal with. I'm an emotional business owner, and I'm not afraid to show my emotion in terms of in a passionate way. I guess most people say I'm super passionate, but I like to use the word emotional. I think it's just every day knowing that people in business, people have chose my company to go out with when they go on TripAdvisor or Viator, or when they ask a concierge at a hotel. I feel like we're the ones recommended, so therefore we have to put on our A game and give them the best experience ever. So when times get tough, I always think to myself, the hard work I've given in Phoenix and Scottsdale pays off, and we are somebody's maybe first experience ever seeing a saguaro cactus, or mountain bike wise, we might be the first person to ever put a 6-year-old on a mountain bike. And that's big, you know, it's big, you know, for a kid, it's, hey, I can ride a bike, and we might be a part of that. So I think when I have rough days, I always have to stop and breathe, burn some sage and go, okay, you have a job that is amazing. You have the opportunity to give an adventure to people and show off the beauty of the Sonoran Desert.
Yeah. I really wish, so we were in Sedona just a couple weeks ago, and I really wish that I would have hired a tour guide company like yours, because we went to the Devil's Bridge. Have you ever done that hike?
Yeah. Yep. Of
so
course. Yep.
We thought we were going to be gone for a couple hours. No, it was so long. It was amazing. Like, we were ready for it, and which is good. We were prepared with some snacks and some water and all of that good stuff. But we definitely should have went out with a tour guide, so that way we would have known. It's hard to know how long the actual hike is and all that, because we don't even understand all of the things that are in like the travel guides and stuff like that. So it ended up being like, I think 4.5 hours by the time we got back down to our car. And it was a good one though. It was definitely worth it.
Did you have to walk the Jeep road out to the trailhead? Did you walk along the Jeep road to get out there, or did you take the trails to get to Devil's Bridge trailhead?
The trails. We didn't do the Jeep route.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah.
So you got to see, you got to walk on Red Rocks and that Devil's Bridge. How long was your wait for the photo out on the bridge?
We didn't see anybody taking photos.
No, I mean, how long did you have to wait to get your photo taken?
Oh, okay. So this is one thing about Trisha that you have to understand. I'm very afraid of falling. I don't know that I'm necessarily afraid of heights. I am so afraid of falling. There's no way you could have got me out there. And one thing that really surprised me was that everybody was sitting on the, like, they weren't sitting on the bridge. There was only two people that were willing to walk across it. Everybody else was sitting back watching them. And so I was like, okay, well, that gets me off the hook.
Well, last time I hiked that was in March, and I was at a spiritual retreat actually in Sedona, and I had got asked to lead the hikes for the spiritual retreat. My a spiritual healer that I had been seeing for a long time asked me if I would participate in terms of helping people like guide up there as part, you know, I was involved with the retreat, but I had the opportunity. And so we went to Devil Bridge, and it was really interesting. I ended up sitting there taking pictures for people because, you know, nobody really wanted to do it. And I'm like, okay, guys, I'll just sit and tell, because we had to wait in line for quite a while. I'm like, everybody just give me your camera. So it was fun to like watch people kind of with anxiety walk out there. I'm like, you got this, you're fine. But kudos to you for getting us, kudos to you for knowing your limits. Let's just put it that way. I respect that. And I wish everybody had that sort of mindset when it came to things they might have a little bit of a fear of, for sure.
Yeah. Well, I mean, my goal is next time we climbed another mountain, and I saw people sitting by the edge, and it makes me so anxious that they're even going to fall off that I can't watch. Like, I can't see them sitting on the edge and moving around. I don't know what it is. Something must have happened to me in some sort of past lifetime or something, but it's like, I can't do it. So I think my goal next time when I go to Arizona is to actually sit or stand on the edge. Cause I sat on the edge of the Grand Canyon, and it just brought up a lot of, oh my gosh, I'm going to I could fall. I could fall off this and literally just no longer.
Or maybe you should think to yourself, you're empathic and you just have feelings, and you were also taking on the anxiety of other people that were just in the afraid boat as you are. You know, you could think of it that way too, but you'll get it. You'll be able to do it next time for sure. I believe in you, Trisha. I believe in you. Yeah.
Thank you. Oh yeah. Somebody's going to have to push me close to that edge to be able to do it. But yes.
Oh, no. Don't do that. For sure.
Fight the fears. All right. The next question is, what do you hope to leave behind in the world as your legacy? Or another way to put this is, what would people say about you at your funeral? What would you want them to say?
Oh, wow. Well, first of all, I would love for whoever the chosen one is to speak about me to just tell everybody that I did everything I always wanted to do. I definitely don't miss an opportunity to do epic things. I would want them to say that she was a very genuine, caring person. She always looked out for other people before herself. I took real good care of my mom toward the end of her life, and that my love of hound dogs, I have two plot dogs. My love of hound dogs is deeper than that of my current boyfriend. And that I just, you know, I always wanted to make people feel good about themselves and put others first, always.
Yeah. Well, it definitely sounds like you're doing that for sure. But don't forget to take care of yourself, because without you, those people won't be taken care of.
I think that's the hardest lesson when you're a business owner. I'm a business owner. I think that's one of the hardest lessons to learn when you are a specific personality like you and I are, when you are just trying to do great things all the time and trying to be an honest person. So, but I will listen to your advice, and I have been better. I have been better about doing things for myself. Yeah. And taking care of me and doing things that bring me more joy every day.
Awesome. Love to hear that. All right. So this is the last question, but it probably won't be the last question. What is one action you take every day to get closer to your dreams?
Oh, wow. Well, I visit my mom at least 5 days a week out of seven. Gosh, I would say I definitely listen to my tarot reading on YouTube, and I try to follow what my tarot says, and I journal. So I write things down, like, you know, what I want or what I want to kind of manifest into my business in terms of like clientele or guests or people in my life. So I do a lot of that. You know, I burn sage, I have crystals. I'm in that kind of, people would think like a weirdo category, but I don't think we're weirdos. I think that we have the right mindset. And I ask my angels for help each day. And, you know, I just kind of move along in a spiritual kind of way. And that helps guide me into the right direction each day for everything that I hopefully can have.
Absolutely. And I think, yeah, I call it woo woo. That's what my kids call me. So it's one of those things where, I mean, I think that we're just more, you know, and I hate to say it, like we're just more, but I mean, we have this connectedness to ourselves and this God source energy of like spirituality. And so I think that it might be weird, and that's fine. It's okay with me. It's different. It's okay to be different. And it's okay to, I mean, I don't know about you, but I feel better than I've ever felt in my entire life being more connected to myself and that energy.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like there's people that can, I mean, I don't know about you, but one thing that always happens and it never fails is I can walk into a place and it could be dead. Mm-hmm. And I walk in and all of a sudden there's like 10 people behind me in line. And I've been told, you know, your light and your energy has brought all these people into, you know, this place, like a coffee shop or something like that. But I think there's something to be said about, you know, waking up every day. I've never done the cold shower thing yet. I can't handle it. It's like, I've done like 1 minute and I'm like, nope, nope. But I feel like waking up every day and just kind of just grounding yourself, meditation. And just, I just think that there's something to be said about, a difference in the way your day goes. If you're just on a good vibe, you're having fun and you're smiling and you're putting off, you know, a good energy. And, you know, sometimes you have bad days. I mean, we all do, right? But if you change your mindset sometimes, which is what I've been working on a lot in terms of when something happens, I just kind of look at it from a different angle. I think that that's how I manage my day and time, both personally and in business.
Yeah. Very nice. Yeah. I love all those things that you listed. It takes them all. It's not just one thing that's going to make you have a better day. It's
definitely
gonna be a
not
little
the
mix.
Cold shower. Definitely not the cold shower stuff. I'm like, yeah. I don't know if you've heard some stuff on that, but I, Two of the tarot readers I listen to on YouTube, 7D and Empath, I'm like, love you both. I'm not getting in the cold shower. Can't do it.
Yeah, I struggle with that one big time. You know, we've actually been thinking about buying one of those cold plunges, and I'm like, you know, 2 minutes in that thing. I don't like being cold. I don't even like winters here in Missouri. So I can't even imagine, you know, and I like hot showers. And so I've tried to finish my showers off with the cold, you know, with the cold on full blast for the last like 30 seconds to a minute. And it is tough. It is tough.
I'll do the sage. I'll do, you know, the chakra balancing. I'll do the journaling, the writing down of my intentions, but I absolutely am a hard no on the shower for more than about 30 seconds.
Yeah. That's still beneficial too. All right. Okay. So is there anything else that you want the listeners to know about you, your business, anything that you want to say as your final words for today?
Well, being a business owner, if many of you who might be listening or watching are, you know that there's a lot of tough days. And I'm just really grateful that I have an opportunity here in Scottsdale to put people out in our desert, like I said earlier. And I'm always really grateful of people that I meet, like Trisha, on an airplane, of all places, that I just connect with. And I think we're all drawn together for different reasons. You know, people enter your life in a moment and you just never know somebody else's a story or what their situation is. So just, I guess I just always try to be kind and always try to just remember that everybody has a story and they're on a journey too. And just, you know, be kind and be nice to other people.
Love it. Love that so much. Thank you so much for being on today. And I absolutely love that you're standing in the middle of your place, your spiritual place. It's awesome.
Yes. Here you go. This is, we're in the Phoenix Mountain Preserve is where I'm currently standing. And I thought every other podcast I've ever been on, I've been sitting in my living room and I'm like, that's a boring background. I go, I know Trisha is going to appreciate this.
Yes, absolutely. Especially just being there. It was so amazing.
Well, I'm glad you got to experience Sedona and you're like 10 minutes at Sky Harbor Airport in Scottsdale on Phoenix.
Nice. Yes, exactly.
So,
all right. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you.